lots of money. Close your eyes. Lift your hands up like that. Close your eyes. Lift them higher. And then, what is in the heart?
Love.
What is in it? Go there. Let it open. Just allow whatever happens. What is in your heart? Now you take down your arms. What is in your heart?
Love.
Beloved Swaha, I have a block in my heart, can't feel. Please help me to reach you, to come close again. What happened? It comes and it goes, no?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't get stuck. Just wait a little bit. Don't act. Have a little patience.
Mm.
And it's gone now. What block now?
No, it's gone.
What happened? Huh? Beloved Swaha, I have a block in my heart, can't feel. Please help me to reach you, to come close again. I love you. You are so beautiful. You are my big cat, meow. You are the prince of princess. Love, love. Okay. So, first things first, because we can't have any block hearts now. Huh? My beloved Master, at your feet I have tasted the wonders of true love, dear Baba. And still I'm not free. It's not easy when I have three children that I love, but I must reject their ways, especially my daughter who is caught in an ego storm and is completely closed. It's so hard to let go when it implies that they feel I choose them out of my life and I probably won't see them for a while. But she does not respect me, my search, my choices. She does not accept that I need a different life. She wants to hold me back to the old. But my heart is hearing the call for something bigger with you, my beloved, as my master light. My heart knows it worth it and has the trust that is needed. But all the old is working so hard to hold me back. Acceptance is the master key, as you said. Acceptance, together with the distance to the old. I need obviously to continue making changes to get more distance to the old. All I really know is what I need to stay close to you. When I'm close to you, I'm close to myself. And when I'm close to myself, I'm close to God. That is the only thing that matters. I know it. Thank you for shining the divine light, so beautiful, dear Baba. At your feet forever, yours, Sujan. It's always been like that, Sujan. And it will always be that way. Who, whenever there comes a seeker, then the families will be split. If it's the child, or the grandmother, or the mother, or the father. Because it means somebody who's standing up, who's breaking the sleep, breaking the habits. So it's very important to understand. Didn't you once were interested to go in a monastery or something? You were, no? Did you go?
Not really. I stayed a year. That was part of my studies, so it wasn't.
No, it's the real study.
That's right.
But I will remind you of something that Jesus said, because it just has to do with this, and it's very beautiful. Because don't take it so personally. And that is the problem. In any family, any parents, any children, it gets very personal. And then it suffers. This is bound to happen. Jesus said, "Man possibly think that I have come to throw peace upon the world. And they do not know that I have come to throw division upon the earth, fire, sword, war. For there shall be five in a house, three shall be against two, and two against three, the father against the son, and the son against the father, and they will stand as solitaries." Jesus said, "I will give you what the eye has not seen, and what the ear has not heard, and what the hand has not touched, and what has not arisen in the heart of man." But then you have to be very dedicated to something higher than. You have to break the lower to reach the higher. It's bound to. So it's bound to be conflicts when there comes a seeker into the family. And Jesus said that you'd possibly think that I have come to throw peace upon the world. They do not know that I have come to throw division upon the earth, fire, sword, war. How can he say that? Because you know, Jesus is a man of peace, of love. But you have to go through this. You have to go through this war, this conflict, this fire, this sword, to cut the old, to cut your ego. First there will be war. That is what I call the homework. It's not so easy. You have to purify yourself. For there shall be five in a house, three shall be against two, and two against three, and father against the son, and the son against the father, and they will stand as solitaries. They will stand separate. If you don't have the common goal, normally in the family, then everybody goes out of the habit as the generation. That's why your mama, even when you were 80 years old, she would say, "Oh, my little daughter, hello, so nice to see you." It's the old game going on. The only way to come truly together, that is to go beyond old games. That is to be friends. And you can only be friends out of the heart. And the heart, the soul, is much deeper than the blood. The body will go, your blood will go, but the soul won't go. So if you are connected on something deeper, in something eternal, how can it go then? So this love that people talk about, that is more like guilt. If you don't hurt me. But truth, says Jesus, is bound to hurt. Because you are full of lies. Not that truth hurts, but it hurts you because you are full of ideas and projections and lies. So when that is free, then of course it will be a different story. But first there will be fighting, and that is what is happening. For there shall be five in a house. And these five, he means the five senses. And everybody is ruled by the mind and the senses. Somebody sees something and they are lost. Somebody hears something and they are lost. Somebody touches something and they are lost. Somebody smells something and they are lost. All these senses has to be integrated to become one unity. Then you understand. Otherwise people have full of ideas. So of course, if there is, if it is your child, or if it's the child that the parents is not seekers, it doesn't matter, it's bound to be conflict. Because you're going into something that will break the habit. And as you say, they want you as the old. All minds want the old because that is safe. The old means no growth. And life is growth. So if there is not an interest in growth, then this guilt trip and anger trips will start happening. And conflicts. And misunderstandings. It's bound to happen. That's why I wanted to tell you this. When all these different senses that most people are just a slave of becomes a unity, that you are your own master, that means then you are the witness. You can watch it then. You can watch your senses, you can watch your desires, you can watch your mind. Then you are free of it. And they are still there, but they are beautiful then. And that's how you want to meet, in that beauty. Not out of the dreams, not out of the projections, but in the truth. But of course that is very difficult for a child. And anyway, she's a teenager, and that means rebellion. That is good. But don't take it so seriously if you don't take yourself so seriously. How can you take your family so seriously then? But this family business is a very serious business. Is almost like a religion. But Jesus says he will come with conflict and throw division upon the earth, and this is what he means. Anybody who is going with a man like Jesus will be an outsider then. Anybody who is following their own truth, their own heart, will be an outsider. Who do you want to choose, Jesus or the masses, the politicians? Who do you want to choose, Buddha or just the ordinary people? It's always been like that. Jesus said, I will give you what the eye has not seen, and what the ear has not heard, and what the hand has not touched, and what has not arisen in the heart of man. So beautiful. But this only the seeker, the devotee, the disciple can understand. He has something else to offer. That you have to go beyond these senses. You have to go into that which I give you, what the eye has not seen. Who is it that can understand that? Only if you have an intimate contact, only if there is some deeper understanding, only if there is love, then you will understand and trust it. And what the ear has not heard, and what the hand has not touched, and what has not arisen in the heart of man. It has not arisen, but it is possible. It is there, but it has not arisen. And as more and more it arises, the more and more you will stand up for it. And the more and more you will be misunderstood by the people who is not interested. Who wants to hold on to the old? Is bound to happen. But what you were seeking, Sujan, it is happening. Be happy. A sannyasi will definitely split the family. Because they have found something higher. And that goes beyond the family. And for most people, the family is something very, 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 very old. So it's not that the seeker has anything against the family, absolutely no. But more than the family, he loves truth. He loves God. That is the only problem. That's why I say, I'm not against anything, but anything that holds you back is bad. But of course, you have your responsibilities also. But just remember, it's bound to be misunderstanding. You are very lucky if there is not. But out of conflict, you grow. So that is also good. Welcome it. And if you're lucky, then the other people who's also involved will also grow. I will give you what has not arisen in the heart of man. Who can understand that now? What is he talking about? Huh? I am interested that you become the old now. We go to the movies. What can you say? Nothing, you know. You just pray that they will understand one day. That's the only thing. And be nice with them. Have some coffee and waffles. And of course, always be loving to people, be gentle. And don't try them to get into something that they have no understanding from. The more you rise, the more you see, the more you understand of yourself, and the more you understand other people. Dear Swaha, it's truly good to be here again with you. I was on my way up here in October, but had to stop in Oslo instead because my son was in a bad car accident. Poggy, how old was your son?
He's 19 years old.
Just got his license then?
No, he hasn't.
Huh?
No, he hasn't got it. He was not driving. Ah. His uncle.
Oh, his uncle.
Hunting in Sweden.
Since then, and especially in December, it was like you called on me. It was this intense longing to sit by you and open my heart wide open. I have not been here much the last 2.5 years. I have gone through a rough period with bad back pains, lost sleep and 10 kilos. But many people, they are working hard to lose 10 kilos. That is maybe okay, but not too much. Too much, then only bones, then no good. Then. And just run down with hardly any energy. Just to walk upstairs to my bedroom was hard for a period. I'm so much better now, but still not strong enough to go back to work. But I wanted to share that through hard times, I have had very much support in what I have received here with you at Dharma Mountain. When things were at the worst, I surrendered, gave in, and said to God, take over. I have no control, just take over. I became so much more relaxed. And people started help me with the garden. My sister sent in painters to paint the whole house on the inside. And an old auntie started to share money with me, and so on. That's how it goes when you give up then. No, at last, Paki is giving up. Ah, now we can start helping her a little. In the middle of this, I met a wonderful man who supports me fully. And for the time being, it is fine for me just to be, not do. Now I can exercise again, and I'm spending my time dancing tango, playing squash and going for walks. Besides making food, I do not do much more, just what I feel like for now. You kind of taught me this. Do you like it?
I
enjoy
it very much.
Tango for two. Then, of course, I have my ups and downs, but I know I have to keep on surrendering again and again. Thank you, Swara, for being available for us. Love from Paki. P.S. I love this from the Old Testament. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He takes me to lush pastures. He leads me to refreshing water. He restores my strength. He leads me down the right path. Even when I must walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff reassure me. You prepare a feast before me, in plain sight of my enemies. You refresh my head with oil. My cup is completely full. Surely your goodness and faithfulness will pursue me all my days. I fear no danger, for you are with me. Very nice. Beloved Master Swara, very grateful to be here and be part of the family. And this retreat has been an intense journey inside, going through the layers of unconsciousness, emotions, and releasing old memories. then coming in contact with the good, the aliveness of the body, light and juicy energy, I feel the joy of being present. Now I feel more strong in this presence because I experience to be fully present in myself, going through all emotions and facing many situations. I thank all friends who mirrored me and played together in this lila, wishing to be closer to you, to meet myself totally in love and surrender at your feet, Devavi. P.S. Writing this letter, I can still feel some unnecessary hardness. It's time to melt more heart. It's always time to melt, Devavi. Always. Don't even think about it. Just melt, melt, and melt. And then I will tell you when to stop. Okay? Who would understand you? You come here to this call to melt. Huh? That's what I like. It's very mysterious. I've been in Norway melting. Very good. Beloved Swaha, I met the friend I have not seen in over 10 years, and she was shocked and said, "You used to be a lion. Now you are reserved. There is a lot of bad karma waiting for me after this retreat. My mind gets worried sometimes and my whole body is shaking, but my heart has this strength. And it says it's time to stand up for the truth. In so much love and gratitude, Devadasya." You met the friend just before you came here? But you see, there is a time for everything. First, there is the camel stage. Then there is the lion. Then there is the child. Most people, they are just camels, beasts of burden. They carry very good, the camels. They're very good people. I love camels. Nothing wrong with the camels, to put it straight. But for human beings to be camel, that's not good. That means just going unconscious through your life and being a beast of burden. Working, slaving, not thinking, not feeling. Then to break out of that, you have to become a lion. That's why it's good with the rebellion, to stand up for yourself. That is what people do when they start getting a little rebellious. And in many, many different ways. Teenagers also, it's good, should come naturally because they're breaking away from being a child and the parents. It can be a very tough time for both. But also on the spiritual journey, in the inner journey, it's the same. You have to become a lion to feel your energy, to gather yourself, to feel your strength. But when you have integrated yourself and you have explored yourself, then you know then, you don't need to show that you're lying, you know. No lion care about showing, he knows that I can eat you. Why should you? I'm a lion. You look, you see the lion is there. Then it becomes very relaxed, like a big pussycat. Then if the next is the child, then you become innocent again. You just means yourself, natural. That's what she calls reserved. Like it's something wrong to be reserved. If you change it, we become more aware, more meditative, then it's more positive. And who cares anyway what people say? Beloved, a river of gratefulness is creating an ever-growing lake of humbleness. A waterfall of love flows as tears from my eyes. Thank you. I love you. Jaidev. I know Jaidev. But you start being good with the music, that's good. The eyes doesn't lie, no? When you can't express, then it's very difficult, then tears can come, or laughter, or silence, or helplessness. These are good things, because it's beyond you. Okay, let's play. Alrighty. Okay, let's play. You are good to write. You should write more. You know that, no? You played with me through the days. You played with me through the nights. I was playing hide and seek. You were hiding very deep. In the dark, I saw a light. You were looking at me, shining bright. I saw you here. I saw you there. Suddenly, you were everywhere. I feel you in the moonlight dance. It must be an eternal romance. A conscious game of night and day. Yes, sweet master, I'm here to play. Love, Anurati, lost in wonder. Very beautiful, Anurati. Thank you. You should write more. Very much. the master is the miracle who brings wonder. And you feel the wonder. You played with me through the days. You played with me through the nights. I was playing hide and seek. You were hiding very deep. In the dark I saw a light. You were looking at me, shining bright. I saw you here, I saw you there. Suddenly you were everywhere. I feel you in the moonlight dance. It must be an eternal romance. A conscious game of night and day. Yes, sweet master, I'm here to play. Lost in wonder. Very good. That means you met the miraculous then, the wondrous. Elizabeth, how are you doing? Hey, how are you doing? Marvelous, I know. You're always welcome. I'm happy to see you. Beloved Swaha, there are no words that can express. There is endless gratitude. There is juicy silence. There is compassion and love. There is happiness for no reason. Thank you, thank you, thank you, beloved. I love you, Premli, who only wants to stay close to you. You're doing pretty good, no? Pretty close. My sweet master, to be at your feet is to meet life and to be in eternal happiness. Thank you for guiding me, leading me towards joy and ecstasy, to be only one and to be all. Your energy dances in my heart, bringing me lightness, peace, laughter, and wings to fly. With you I'm reborn and I learn to breathe freedom, to live true love without fear. You are my constant flow. I owe everything to you, my beloved, sweet gift of God. My eternal gratitude for so many enlightened words that keep me open to the new, to experiment, to live, and especially to celebrate the here and now. Always yours, Nivedita. Very good. Happy family. Come on. Who would think all this would happen, Nivedita, huh? Huh? Who would think that? Listen to these words from Rumi. Nibble at me. Nibble at me. Nibble at me. Don't gulp me down. How often is it that you have a guest in your house who can fix everything? Nibble at me. Meditate on this. These roomies, these are very crazy people. Beloved Swara, this letter is not for satsang, but I long to express myself more to you. My heart is filled up with your love. When I was laying down for meditation, it was with a happy smile on my face. There was this song singing inside me. I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you, yeah, yeah. I love Rashid. Huh? What happened, Rashid? Huh? No more hangover? Huh? That's how it goes. When you get something that is better than any hangover, stronger than any hangover, it disappears then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a lucky man. You stay, come here. Get rid of the hangover. I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go in love, go in peace, be happy. I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Om Shanti.
I feel as if I